Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
We're tracking this breaking international relations and security story since it broke a short time ago as we were on air. A Russian fighter jet colliding with a US drone, causing the drone to crash into the Black Sea in international waters now, in international waters just off the Crimean coast. For more on this potentially dangerous escalation of an already dangerous conflict, I'm joined by aviation expert and former Air Corps Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Byrne. Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your initial reading of this?
I'm astounded by it because it could have happened before, but I'm very familiar with the Sukhoi 27. It's a huge, giant, long-range aircraft used by the Russians and sold. That's when I looked at, funnily enough, was at an air show in the UK. I climbed up the ladder and it was owned by the Ukrainian Air Force on show in Britain. So it's not unusual to that part of the world. The Ukrainians had them and probably still have them. They're a huge long-range interceptor. Now, I think I know what's happened. The use of the drones over the Black Sea, we've commented on before, because you can trace their flight path. They actually publish the call signs, and on Flight Radar 24, you can find out what island that took off, probably from Cyprus or some such place, how long it's been in the air, how many orbits around the Black Sea it's done. But they remain very clear of anybody else's airspace. They were right over the middle of the Black Sea for 10, 12, 20 hours in some cases. So it wouldn't be a hard target. It's called a MALE, a medium altitude, long range and long endurance drone as such. It's reconnaissance is its main duty, and it wouldn't be hard to track it. It'd be between 30 and 35,000 feet sitting there for hours going around in orbits and tracked from a NATO base.
And the Americans, Kevin, are saying that this Russian jet intentionally flew in front of the drone and dumped fuel, they say, in front of the unarmed drone. Is there any doubt about that in your opinion at all? Or could this have been a mistake?
No, not at all, no, because they can trace, don't forget, with the sensors on board this aircraft and with other sensors, they have got lots of long-range sensors in use over the Ukraine at the moment. They keep tracking all the Russian aircraft. So they know exactly the point from which these aircraft took off, how long they were flying for, what altitude they were at, and indeed they probably might even have the call signs because they listen into all this kind of stuff and report it. They could probably tell you the unit from which these aircraft operated. So it was done deliberately. The point I'd like to think is it's very strange. This reminds me of what would happen in World War II. The Soviets had a habit when they ran out of ammunition of crashing their aircraft into German aircraft, for example, which might have been operating in the Soviet Union. But there's no reason for it because they have a cannon on board and they've got missiles on board. I can't understand why they'd have a collision. It seems to be extremely poor airmanship if you put your fighter jet in harm's way by crashing into another aircraft.
So what do they hope to achieve? What do they hope to achieve, the Russians, do you think?
I just to prove they were there, but again, I don't know. Did they lose the Sukhoi? Is it damaged beyond repair? You know, did the pilot eject or did it get back to base safely? You don't normally have to do this. They have a cannon on board if they wanted to shoot it down. You know, I don't understand the logic behind it. But then some of the things that have gone on in the Ukraine, I don't understand the logic of them in any case.
Are you saying did the Russian jet lose? Did they lose a Russian jet? Is that it?
I want to know, has it returned to base? Because I can't trace that yet. You'd certainly have severe damage if a propeller has been, you know, been collisioned with the fighter aircraft. These are fairly sensitive. They're strong, they're powerful, the Sukhoi 27s, but they're not impregnable. They can be taken down, and they have been taken down by surface-to-air missiles, for example, from the Ukrainian Defence Forces.
We've seen China align with Russia in the last number of days or so, and we've seen America shoot down the surveillance balloon. I mean, could this have been a tit-for-tat, I wonder?
It's very strange. I can't see what the advantage might be. I wonder, was it just a fighter pilot who got too close to it and made a mistake and wanted to look at it? But normally all they do is photograph them. I mean, they've been looking at these things for well over a year now. I can follow them from Ireland on Flight Radar 24, so the Russians can do the same thing. They're not a threat to anybody. They don't carry missiles. They just have a surveillance aim in mind, and they respond and report back to their NATO headquarter bases, wherever that might be. So it's very weird, very bizarre, and I can't see any logic to it. There is no logic to it as far as I can tell.
Certainly weird and bizarre, and we'll keep an eye on it for sure. Aviation expert and former Air Corps Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Byrne, thank you very much indeed for sharing your expertise on that story this afternoon.